Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ernie Fazio. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting 7th. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting 8th. The shortstop, J.C. Hartman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Fazio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fazio hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers strikes out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matthews is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Banks moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goss takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Goss. The throw from Vertel and he is out, Hubs applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubs hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Hartman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hartman hits a line drive into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Drott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive towards short. Hartman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Rogers moves to second. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Rogers moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fazio is 0 for 1 in the game. Fazio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Spangler reaches third base with a triple. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte strikes out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a pop-up towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Spangler scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Astros, 1. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burpell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Goss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Astros, 2. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hartman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartman strikes out. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0 for 1 in the game. Drott hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers strikes out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fazio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burpell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burpell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hobby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fazio is 0 for 2 in the game. Fazio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Warwick. Landrum reaches second base with a double. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landrum moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Goss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goss strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogers. Bateman moves to second. J.C. Hartman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hartman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rogers hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Brock Davis pinch hits for Dick Drott. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Fazio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fazio is 0-for-3 in the game. Fazio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fazio reaches second base with a double. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fazio. the throw from Bertel and he is safe. Fazio steals third. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Spangler strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-3 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Woodshick now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bertel is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Schaefer pinch runs for Dick Bertel. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McDaniel bunts towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Schaefer moves to second. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Landrum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Landrum hits a line drive towards third. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0-for-4 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Schaefer scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Goss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goss strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.